Arizona State, UCLA.
Jesus. I mean, I wish I could see the UCLA team that played WSU again. But I'm going to go, who's playing them again? You said UCLA, Stanford. What?
UCLA, Arizona State.
Oh, I'll go ASU.
Cal, Utah.
Utah, easily.
You got it? All right, Brooke, that's have fun on your 7-hour drive.
No, I'm done with it. I'm going.
Say this, the college football has become, would you agree that it's taken a backseat to what's going on? The start of the NBA, the World Series, NFL in full swing, obviously.
I agree and disagree. I agree in that in the beginning of the week, I forget it's college football season because I'm watching basketball. I'm watching baseball. Then Thursday comes around. I'm like, oh, yeah, football's on. So, like, in the beginning of the week, yeah. At the end of the week, I stick with college football and the NFL. But there's just so much action going on. It's hard to keep up.
The two-minute drill before the standings?
Yeah, that's how we always do it.
Keep All right, Big Ben's two-minute drill. By the way, I was called by Pampers this morning.
And how'd it go?
This guy calls me. He goes, hey, I'm a representative of Pampers. I go, why are you calling me at 7 a.m.? He goes, I understand you do this thing called the two-minute drill. I'd like to sponsor it. I said, what's the significance of this? He goes, well, we've always said Pampers prevents blowouts.
I said, wow.
Wow. He goes, there was a lot of blowouts. So the theme of the week, Big Ben's two-minute drill, do not start the clock, is blowouts, Whittingham over Big Herm, and ducks, ducks, and more ducks. All right, let's go.
Welcome back to WST, your West Coast source for sports and lifestyle. We're going to get into week 9, but before we do that, Big Ben's going to recap week 8 in his two-minute drill, starting right now.
On the farm, Thursday night, UCLA trounced the Stanford Cardinal. It was said that David Shaw may have sat some of his people for midterms on Friday, or excuse me, his starters for midterms on Friday. DTR, Joshua Kelly, and freshman wideout Kyle Phillips accounted for 3 touchdowns as Chip Kelly and the Bruins won their second conference game. A game at home for USC. Did they win? Forget about it. They're 4-0 at home this year. They beat the Trojans. There's an Amber Alert out for Khalil Tate as his backup, Gunnell, threw an interception. And we saw your wideouts you mentioned, along with freshman running back Christian out of San Diego. True freshman, first action all year. 8 carries, 103 yards, 2 TDs. USC wins 41-14. Oregon State found their chainsaw guy. Got out to a big lead, 14-0. Midway through the second, gave it up. But B.J. Baylor with a 13-yard run with 4:51 left. Seal it for the Beavs. They got their second conference victory in 4 years in the Pac-12. Home cooking for the Cougs. They went to the Rotunda, the Cub, Cougar Country. And Eric Gordon threw for 4 TDs and 369 yards. Max Borgi, 105 yards and a TD. And Brandon Arkanoa had 5 receptions for 109 yards. The Cougs get back on track, 41-10 over Colorado. Like I said, Whittingham gets the best of Big Herm. JT Daniels threw for 25 yards. And his top receiver had 1 reception for 12 yards. It was that kind of day as Zach Moss set a record all-time rushing mark at Utah. Utah wins 21-3. And then here in Montlake, it was Herbert over our boy Montlake Jake. The Ducks and Mario not Marco, Cristobal defeat Chris Peterson 35-31 as the Ducks stay in contention for the college football playoff. That's Big Ben's two-minute drill.
Coming in at 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I like the energy. I like the enthusiasm.
You know what? I will say about the two-minute drill. It's tough. It's not easy. You try to obviously fluctuate between what you've said in previous weeks, but also what's pertinent to this week. And especially, you know, when we talk about the Pac-12, things change. Obviously, there's no dominant team. And Khalil Tate, where are you? Where is Khalil?
Again, your relationship is so hot and cold with Khalil.
I know. I want to hang out with Khalil.
Well,
maybe Alec can arrange that.
It's possible.
I would just like to know, Khalil, how can we get you healthy? Is it yoga? Is it some cryogenic therapy?
Is it an offensive line?
Who's our player of the week?
Oh, great question, Big Ben. He was born in the same city that he now plays college football in. He's one of two quarterbacks with 20 touchdowns and just one interception this season. He's widely projected as an NFL first-round draft pick, quite possibly the number one overall pick. And with a certain someone in the SEC getting his ankle injured last week, he's moved up to top five in the Heisman race. That's right. I'm talking about Justin Herbert, quarterback from the Oregon Ducks. Congratulations. You're Week 8 Player of the Week. Big win against UW last week. They had to come back for that one.
And you know what? When our WST gear arrives to him, he probably can't wear it. Doesn't have a swoosh on it. Ooh, it's unfortunate.
Yeah. Very unfortunate.
But I agree. I mean, that game, in my opinion, you saw the athletes at the end of the game. Like, they just grinded, and then I think Oregon was more talented, in my opinion, than UW. More depth.
I concur.
Did you watch it?
I did not.
I was playing
volleyball.
Front four. Did you win your twos?
We won the first game. We lost the next two.
All right, you want to get into this week? How are we doing on Pick'em?
So for the second straight week, Big Ben's selected the exact same games as I am. So I was able to gain no ground. I'm still down 3. Big Ben 41, K-Win 38. Big Ben picking at a 70.6% clip. K-Win picking correct answers at a 65.5% clip. That's impressive.
That's not bad. Now, most gamblers would say you got to take into account the spread.
True.
Right? Did they cover? Did they not? I don't think we need to go as far as to bet against the spread or over under and all that. We'll go straight up, like Brooke said.
Straight up. Week 9. Is it time?
It is time. Let me talk about the standings as they are.
We got to hurry this up. I got my Nationals plan in 30 minutes.
The waiver. The waiver between teams. Whoever's sitting at the bar I'm friends with, I'm with them.
You described me to a T.
Some interesting matchups. Let me talk a little bit about the standings. So Pac-12 North, Ducks in the driver's seat, 4-0. Oregon State at 2-2 is in second. Cardinals or Stanford and Washington at 2-3. Cougs only at 1-3 with the Bears. And then you look at the Pac-12 South. You got Utah and USC tied at the top. USC holds a tiebreak over the Utes after their win at home. Arizona and Arizona State 2-2. UCLA at 2-2 and the Buffs at 1-3. My, how that's flipped. Cal got off to a great start, flipped. Same with the Cougs, flipped. It's a tough conference. Cannibalization.
We eat our own.
We do.
Top to bottom, best conference in America.
I think in the power rankings, I don't know if that's true, but I think Oregon and Utah look like the clear class of the conference.
The cream of the crop.
All right. Friday night game.
You want to travel out to Colorado with me?
Let's go on out to Colorado.
Who's up? Am I up or are you up? You said it's like golf. You won the last hole. Who's up?
I guess I'll take the box here. All right. USC.
Are you swinging from the women's tee like usual?
I'm actually in the middle of the fairway teeing it up. USC at Colorado. Slovis came back for USC, showed some stability last week, played a good game. I think opposed to where you saw with a guy like Fink, Slovis is has a little more acumen from the quarterback position. The Buffs honestly have some talent around them, but I think what you see is that Montez tends to try to do too much because they're often playing from behind, which is unfortunate for Mel and the Buffs. USC is not at home. They're out in Boulder. It's a Friday night game. ESPN2. That said, USC, from what I saw in Colorado, the Cougs ripped them up. I'm going to go Trojans 28-14.
Woohoo. I didn't know which way you were going to go on that one, but you went with the Trojans. USC sits atop of the Pac-12 South with a 4-3 record. And like Big Ben just said, they own the tiebreaker to win the South outright if they end up in a tie with Utah. But they're Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. USC 4-0 at home, riding high. On the road, 0-3. Where's tonight's game being played? On the road, Folsom Field in Colorado. So with that winless road record, you know who I'm picking? USC 38-21. Buffs have too many injuries to win this one. Montez is going to have to do too much. He's going to turn the ball over. Fight on.
Dun, da-da-dun, dun, dun, da-dun. Helton out of the hot seat?
It's lukewarm.
Lukewarm seat.
Yeah.
Got it. Maybe hot tub. Hop tub. All right, Arizona.
Hot tub Helton.
Hot tub Helton. Arizona at Stanford on the farm. That's a 12:30 kick on Pac-12 Network. If you want to go to the game, you can get tickets as low as $13. It remains to be seen if Khalil Tate will travel to the farm. Grant Connell has been anything but serviceable in his backup role. They're losers of two straight. Lost to Washington 51-27 and then got trounced by the Trojans 41-14. On the other side of the ball, Stanford, after their win at UW, had an inexplicable loss to the Bruins. Chip Kelly, out of this game, it's a coin flip to me. Who's going to show up?
This was the hardest one for me to pick.
Who's going to show up? Honestly, it's one of those things where I don't really care. It's almost as if you get to... You're on your last $10 at the casino, and you know you're not going to win back any money, so you just throw it on a bet, ludicrous bet.
You just start playing Keno.
Yeah, I'll go Wildcats. Wow. Tate shows up, makes a miraculous comeback from his hangnail that he had previously.
Okay, Big Ben's got U of A.
Let me give you a score.
Okay,
I'll go 14-13.
Wow, low scoring and U of A. Oh, K-Win might catch up, make some ground this week. U of A, 1-2 on the road, and their only win on the road is against Colorado. I got Stanford bouncing back from their week 7 loss, causing multiple turnovers and winning 28-17. Go Cardinal.
It is a Saturday game, so there's not school the next day. I should have taken that into account, but.
They might go.
I'll roll with the Wildcats, Sumlin. And I just got a report that Tate will be playing. Thanks, Zach. Yeah. Or Alec, excuse me.
He's going to start the game. We'll see if he finishes.
That remains to be seen. All right. Top 25 team in ASU coming off their loss against Utah. I don't think Jaden Daniels, correct?
That is correct.
I get JT and Jaden mixed up. 25 yards last week. I think it shows the strength of that Utah defense. Benjamin still ran for 80 plus yards. Yep. it's tough to figure out, you know, both of these teams at this point in the season. UCLA break or snapping, I think, a 12-game losing streak to Stanford last week, riding a bit high, got some momentum. They're at home at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. It's going to be a nice summer day around 4:30 Pac-12 kickoff. Tale of two quarterbacks. Let's see who shows up. You had DTR, in a very similar, I think, comparison to his peer at Arizona State and Jaden Daniels. I think the more, and this is maybe going a little bit out on a limb here, a little more mature quarterback in DTR. I'll take the Bruins in a tight one. 24-21.
Wow, Bruins riding high with your boy DTR. How things have changed for Big Ben. And things could change for K-Win coming in next week. UCLA's defense is tapping into their potential at the right time. Against Stanford, the Bruins harassed Stanford quarterback Jack Welch all night long, resulting in a season-high 7 sacks. Sing it with me, Big Ben. All night long, all night. Well, my friends, the time has come. You don't want to hear me sing anymore. The Sun Devils have their own QB protection problems, as they've allowed 2.7 sacks per game, the third most in the Pac-12. Who will win the Battle of the Trenches? UCLA will win. Who will win the game in Pasadena? ASU will win. QB protection won't be a problem. Jaden's a dual threat quarterback. He'll get out of the pocket. He'll make some plays with his arm and his feet. A-State Sun Devils win 35-28.
Make plays with your feet now, not your legs. Well, I like it.
Yeah.
Cal at Utah. Cal at Utah. FS1. Rice Eccles. I don't think Utah plays away games. Do they?
Every time we're doing this, they're at home.
Which is every week. So,
yeah.
Cal coming off the darling of the Pac-12 early in the season, ranked at one point in the top 25 or even the top 15, I believe. They are reeling after 3 straight losses to ASU, Oregon, and Oregon State. Some may say that Wonder Boy Wilcox, his formula, his players, the depth, Evan Weaver, are getting a little worn out. Utah, on the other hand, absolute dominating performance against Arizona State. Jaden Daniels, the aforementioned 25 yards passing on 4 of 12. I mean, suffocating D. Kyle's got that D dialed in. This game is at Rice-Eccles. I would say, bold prediction, with backup Devin Modster, who in my opinion has looked overwhelmed guiding that offense, matchup predictor has Utah at 88.1%. There is no way that Utah loses this game. It's a lock. 110%. Wow. Cal at -10%. Cal puts up maybe 3 points. Devin Monster would be lucky to be walking off the field. He's going to be sacked in double digits. Utah wins this game 35-3.
35-3. Bold predictions. Hashtag WST bold predictions. And you know what? Wonder Boy Wilcox, I might change his name to Winless Wilcox after this week.
Wow.
Some could say, though, that Utah is playing the best football in the Pac-12. While others could say Cal is playing the worst football in the Pac-12. 3-game losing streak. The offense is scuffling. They're going to the backup quarterback, who looks confused as well. But despite the lackluster offense, Cal's defense is very formidable, limiting opponents to 19.9 points per game and causing 9 fumbles this season. But Zach Moss and the Utes won't fumble this game. I got the Utes winning 24-10.
All right. Let's get into the marquee matchup of the week. Can we agree on that?
Yes, we can. We can also agree it's the last game we have on the board.
Washington State at Oregon. Overall, lifetime matchup. Cougs, 42 wins, 7 ties, and Oregon has 49 wins. Over the last 4 years, the Cougs have had the Ducks number. Mike Leach is 4-3 against the Ducks all time as coach for the Cougs. This game is on ESPN. It's $46 to get in the door at Autzen Stadium. Late game, probably chilly, probably going to rain. Both these teams have what some would say maybe the top two quarterbacks from a passing standpoint in the Pac-12, in Anthony Gordon and Justin Herbert.
Oh, take that, Montlake Jake.
Yeah.
Wow.
There is some hesitancy, as there is last week in what you saw against Oregon and Washington. There's almost a somewhat of a feeling when you're playing a team that you haven't beat in a while of they could beat us again. This game is in Autzen. It's going to be raucous. Mario is going to have the Ducks ready to play. But here's what's going to happen. The Ducks are going to overlook the Cougs.
Wow.
Who only have one conference win. Max Borgi, who just had his second 100-yard game of the season, will put up 180 all-purpose yards. Eric Gordon will protect the ball. There will be more bubble screens than you've ever seen in your life during this game. And the Cougs will win in Autzen on a last-minute Blake Mazza field goal, 27-24.
Cougs win. Cougs win.
Go Cougs.
Go Cougs. Big Ben. Wow, we're splitting a lot of picks this week, which could be real good for K-Win or real bad for K-Win. Woo. A little nervous getting ready to pick this one. Maybe I'll have to change
You just told everyone we're splitting a lot of picks. You preempted your pick.
Well, early in the podcast, we're splitting picks. I still haven't given my pick yet.
So when we see a ton of drop of listeners at this point in the thing, they're just, we know why.
No, they'll hold on to listen to K-Win.
Let's hear it.
In three straight losses, the Cougs have given up an average of 47.6 points per game. Yikes. In six straight wins, the Ducks have averaged 38.3 points per game. Impressive. Last week, the Cougs tightened up their defense and got their first Pac-12 win, beating the Buffs 41-10 in a homecoming game. Last week, the Ducks rallied from behind, went on a 21-3 run in the final 24 minutes of the game to beat the Huskies. So who's going to win this week? Do I go with Big Ben and the Cougs? Do I try to gain some ground with the Ducks? I'm going Ducks in a shootout. 48-41. Go Ducks.
Waiver. We have a waiver.
You know it.
All right, let's recap the picks.
I'm out of breath there. Yeah. All right. So USC 0-3 on the road, but yet K-Win and Big Ben both have the Trojans beating the Buffs. Tonight, that game starts in a couple hours. Woo. K-Win's got Stanford. Big Ben's got U of A. Khalil Tate's supposed to play, so he might be the difference maker. Moving around the Pac-12, Big Ben's got the Bruins. I've got A-State in the battle of the dual quarterbacks, JT Daniels versus DTR. It's a no-brainer. It's 110% lock, according to Big Ben. That's why I sided with him, and we both have Utah. Moving on to Eugene. I've got the Ducks. Big Ben's got the Cougs. There you have it. Wrapping up in fashion.
Pac-12, week 9. Is the cream, as you would say, going to rise to the top? I got Utah sticking around, maintaining their lead. I have USC winning on the road to maintain their hold on first place as well. And then I got the upset where Oregon loses and it just muddles up the Pac-12 North.
So Utah's our only chance in the playoff right now.
Absolutely. Go Utes. Wow. Did I sound like you? Hey, just to corroborate what I was saying about the top two quarterbacks, let me just boil this down a little bit for you. Individual leaders for the Pac-12 currently. Anthony Gordon is averaging 425 yards a game. Herbert, 69 yards a game. Eason's at 247. Anthony Gordon has 29 touchdowns. Herbert has 21. Zach Moss is rushing for over 100 yards a game. He's got 8 TDs on the ground. Isaiah Hodgins is a clear class from the receiver. Tackles per game. Want to guess who's number one?
It's Weaver.
Guess how many this is ridiculous to me. How many tackles a game does he get?
9.
15.
Wow. That is
15
impressive.
Tackles a game.
He's a monster.
So I believe at the end of the season, we'll award a Pac-12 North and South Player of the Year.
He might win the Dick Butkus Award.
He should change his name to Dick Butkus because he is Dick Butkus. He's in on every play. Sniffing it out. Spokane.
It's like Tecmo Bowl. He's LT. He's just everywhere. Sagging the quarterback, interceptions, blocking punts. That's Evan Weaver.
He's got a turbo button on at all times. All right, let's wrap this up. Week 9, Pac-12. Congratulations to Justin. Unfortunately, you're going to lose this week.
Wow.
And I'm going to extend my pick'em lead.
Fans, you can follow us. You can check us out online at WST_podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Big Ben, do you want to let them know where they can listen, download, subscribe, and have the time of their life?
For those of you streaming on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast, make sure I don't fault you if you continue to stream. Pampers is going to funnel in the diapers and residual money from that sponsorship. We appreciate that. Check us out on wherever you get your podcasts. Stream us online as well. You can also check us out on social media, WST_podcast on Twitter and Instagram. It's been good. Week 9, Pac-12. Boom.
Boom. You going to edit out Brooks' cuss words?
Oh, God, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, we'll just try to... I think there's like 3 or 4. Just try to...